ओम ज्ञानति निरंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकाय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
So we can have this. If anyone has any questions, it is very valuable and important for understanding philosophy of Krishna consciousness is questions and answers. So if anyone has any questions, please. There's one.
Books of Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada wrote about spiritual and material worlds. Mm. What is the, we know material world, but we know what is material, but what is the spiritual world?
What is the spiritual world? The spiritual world is called Vaikuntha. It means a place where there is no anxiety, where there are no lines.
No lines
for queuing up.
No lines for queuing up.
Yeah, like in Moscow, if you want to get anything, you have to go in a long line. As the spiritual world. Of course, there's also no lines in America. America is not the spiritual world. Though many people in Russia may be thinking that America is the spiritual world. Mostly in all these places like India, Bangladesh, everyone wants to go to America. But Vaikuntha means no anxiety. But in America, there's also plenty of anxiety. There's also birth, death, old age and disease. And there's anywhere in the material world, without Krishna, life is useless. So the spiritual world means where there is always service to Krishna. That's why all the temples of ISKCON, they are the spiritual world, not the material world. Now, there may be so many details about the spiritual world. Just like, for instance, Prabhupada told once that in the spiritual world, the ladus, they jump into your mouth. Then devotees used to ask so many different questions. Prabhupada sometimes he'd say, just wait till you get there, then you will see. Work now, serve Krishna. And in due course of time, everything will come. But we should have firm conviction in the goal. Because if the whole meaning of reality is only this material world, then we might as well cut our throats just now. If there's nothing more than this useless material world, then everything is totally miserable. But actually the spiritual world is a fact. Krishna himself comes to tell us about it. And all the great acharyas, such as Brahma, Ramanuja, Madhva, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, they all describe the spiritual world. So it is a very exciting prospect. And not only can we go, but by distributing Prabhupada's books, we can help others to go also to the spirit. So this is a very wonderful prospect, something to be very enthusiastic about. Anyway, I see the devotees here are quite enthusiastic. We have to stay enthusiastic because Maya is always trying to take away our enthusiasm. Maya will tell us, what is all this working hard for Krishna? Better you can get an apartment and sleep nicely. Maya will say, this is the real spiritual world. So we have to be careful. All right, any other question?
So one question arose. What is the supreme goal of life? To serve Krishna's spiritual world or stay in material world whenever stay in material world and also serve Krishna? What is the best? What is the supreme goal?
The highest goal is to have a pure service attitude. But if you have that, then you go back to Godhead. So there's no difference.
И поэтому нет никакой разницы на Кришне. In Chaitanya Charitamrita said what one who worshipping deity, Madan Mahana, by this reading get to know about original Swarup, his original Swarup and spiritual by worshipping this deity.
One comes to know about his sambandha, about his relationship.
Yeah. What is the difference between the practice of worshipping those deities?
Worshipping what? Govinda Gopinath?
Yeah, those deities. What is
Madan
very
Mahan,
special?
Govinda and Gopinath.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Krishna consciousness there are three stages of development. Called Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojan. Sambandha means to understand our relationship with Krishna. Abhideya means to act in that relationship, means to perform devotional service. And Prayojan means to understand the ultimate goal of life, which means to realize our full Krishna consciousness. So Sambandha, our Sambandha, our relationship with Krishna is that we are the servants of Krishna. So in there are three deities, Madan Mohan, Govinda, Gopinath. And in the stage where we are trying to understand our relationship with Krishna, we are enjoined to worship Madan Mohan. Enjoined means directed, instructed to.
By Madan Mohan.
We're supposed to worship Madan Mohan, yes. Madan Mohan is the name of Krishna, which means he who enchants Cupid. Because in this material world, we are all Madan Dahan. It means we are burning in the fire of lust. So as long as we are in Maya, we cannot understand properly our relationship with Krishna. So we pray to Madan Mohan to help us get free from this maya and be fixed in the relationship of service. Jayatam surato pangar, mama manda mater mati, mat sarvasva adam bhojo, radha madana mohana. We are supposed to pray like this, that I am very weak and my mind is very wicked, but the lotus feet of Radha Madan Mohan, they are my all in all. Now, the deity Govinda directs us in the worship in the stage of Abhideya. When we've understood our relationship with Krishna, that means theoretically we've understood and we're performing devotional service to become established in that relationship. Sorry, it's a little difficult. After all, Chaitanya Charitamrita is very deepest philosophy.
Yeah.
So anyway, Govinda is the deity who we worship to help to actually establish ourselves in that relationship by performing devotional service.
Okay.
And Gopinath means, of course, Govinda means he who gives pleasure to the senses. So devotional service means to engage our senses in the service of Krishna. And Gopinath, this is the name of Krishna, very intimate name, which means he is the Lord of the gopis. When we are ready to enter the perfectional stage of Krishna consciousness, then we worship Gopinath. Now, Madan Mohan, Govinda and Gopinath are all the same. They're all Krishna. But there are, in different stages, one's awakening of understanding of Krishna develops.
Yeah, Krishna
and therefore, his understanding and reciprocation with Krishna becomes more and more intimate. So, any other questions? You choose, otherwise they're going to shoot me. It's very, who shall I choose? So many questions, so many hands going up. You take one from the Matajis?
Again, question about spiritual world. How to understand what in the spiritual world there is no past, future, and present, or only present? Because if no future, no past, how to understand what those past times are going on?
Yeah, developing? Well, it's one of the, just like Prabhupada said, when you go there, you can understand it. Time, we have a concept according to our present material conditioning. Material time can be understood through the laws of physics. The laws of physics. But the laws of physics, they don't apply in the spiritual world. Just like how a laddu jumps into your mouth, that's not according to the laws of science. So everything in the spiritual world. In Vaikuntha, God has four arms. Did you ever see anybody with four arms? Anyone saw? So there are so many things. We have to accept that there are so many things which are beyond the ability of our tiny brains to understand. The spiritual world is going on under Krishna's achintya shakti, or his inconceivable potency. Now, it may seem that such an answer is not an answer. But actually, if we consider how much is within our intelligence, how much is within the power of our intelligence to understand. Just like, for instance, if there's one ant crawling here. Now, the ant is in the same room with us. But how much does the ant understand about us? The ant also has some intelligence, but very limited intelligence.
Yeah.
If we try to explain to the ant who we are and what we are doing, it's not possible for the ant to understand. Because the gap between our ability to understand and that of the ant is very great. But the difference between our intelligence and Krishna's intelligence is much greater. So much in Krishna consciousness can be understood through logical methodology. Much of Krishna consciousness, it makes sense. Everything about Krishna consciousness makes sense. It is very reasonable to believe that there is a God. And it is much more reasonable to believe that God is a beautiful young boy than a nasty, angry old man. So there are so many things which make sense. But the details of the spiritual world, that may not be immediately understandable to our mundane intelligence. However, basically we can say that the meaning that there is no time in the spiritual world means that there is no time as we know it in the material world. There is also day and night, but there is no sense of past in the sense that nothing deteriorates, nor does anybody grow old, nor does anybody die. So the influence of time that destroys everything is not present in the spirit. Time exists as part of Krishna's internal potency to facilitate his pastimes. This much we have heard from Prabhupada. So another question. We have a written question here. This means this must be a little serious.
In your book, you wrote Brahmacharya and Krishna consciousness. Mm. You wrote this music, which devotees sing with rock music.
Mm.
It's not at all suitable for devotees. Mm. But the question is, what there is some missing for. For instance, spiritual master sometimes singing some songs, and is it proper to hear such songs in which spiritual master?
Could you say for everybody?
Yeah,
understood. We understand from Shastra that sound is most powerful for influencing our consciousness. Our whole Krishna conscious movement is based on spiritual sound. Sound can liberate us. By hearing the sound of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we become liberated. Sound can also degrade our consciousness. In the Shastra, there is a whole science of music and sound. That music, if combined with, especially if combined with the Vedic mantras, that elevates our consciousness. In our Sampradaya especially, there's been great emphasis on music. Now, in the modern age, this rock music is very prominent. This rock music has been developed by the demons. And the effect of that, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, what is effect?
That the effect on the consciousness is to bring it down. That's why we see that this rock music is generally associated with sex, drugs, and violence. So sometimes our devotees, they also sing Hare Krishna with this. The idea is that people in the modern age, they're so much addicted to this kind of music that if they like to listen to that music, and let them listen to it with the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Yeah. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur has also said that the chanting of Hare Krishna can be accompanied by any kind of local style of music. Yeah. But for those who are already convinced about Krishna consciousness, it's better to hear that music which is set with the Vedic style of music. Otherwise, sometimes there's a danger that in the name of listening to music, we actually become more in the name of listening to kirtan, we become more interested in the rock and roll style of music.
So, as I heard, on the meeting of GBC, I suppose in this spring, there was some question, there was some news which was found in the book of Srila Goswami, what not all the living beings came from the spiritual world. In Dhrujana Swami, when he was here, he told us about it, but he don't know the details. Maybe you know this.
I wasn't at the GBC meeting either. I know what Prabhupada has written in his books. The indication there is that living beings have come from the spiritual world. So this now appears to be a very controversial point. But the point that Prabhupada, when he was asked about this, he always used to give the example of the man drowning in the ocean. If a man is drowning in the ocean and someone comes on a boat and throws him a rope to save him, the man who's drowning doesn't say that first I must do my PhD thesis on how I fell in the ocean. The man who's drowning in the ocean doesn't say, first, before I get saved, I should do one PhD thesis on how I fell in. Rather, I should just grab the rope and come out. From this, we can understand that the most important thing is to become Krishna conscious. And we can also understand that this question is very difficult to understand. But the basic reason why we're in this material world is clearly stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Because of envy of Krishna. This is the root cause. Because we have developed envy of Krishna, therefore we are in this material world. So we should give up this enviousness of Krishna. And again, more questions?
From the beginning, when you came to Krishna consciousness, how you understand the meaning of the spiritual master, how you understood it in the beginning, and how you understand it now, how it's developed your understanding of the master.
Yeah, everyone heard the question?
I repeat.
You repeat in Russian? Everyone heard?
Already.
Okay. No, naturally, as one goes on in Krishna consciousness means Krishna consciousness and Guru consciousness. Now, naturally, as you go on in Krishna consciousness, then the more we appreciate how wonderful is Krishna, then the more we appreciate how wonderful is Guru who is giving us Krishna. The Mayavadis, they have the idea, Guru Mara Vidya. You know what that is? That means you learn everything from the Guru, then okay, now I don't need you anymore. I kill you and I'll become the Guru. Guru Mara Vidya. But the devotees, their idea is, Chakudana Diloje Janme Janme Prabhushe. The devotee's idea is that who has given me knowledge, who has opened my eyes, he is my Lord birth after birth. So Krishna consciousness means to go deeper and deeper into that relationship. Some more questions?
It is said what the living entity accepts the spiritual master one time. If this living entity in his next birth accepts another spiritual master, does it mean that it's some contradiction, it's not proper, and how to avoid it?
How to avoid it? Don't take birth again. Go back to Godhead this life. Then it won't be a problem. Then you won't have that problem. A spiritual master may be many also, that Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says. Mantra Guru Arjato Shikha Guru Gan. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, and actually the first words of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the first two words are Vande Gurun. It means, I offer my obeisances to all my gurus. Later on, that's a Sanskrit verse, then later on that is explained in a Bengali verse, where he says, Mantra Guru Arjato Shikha Guru Gan. That means there is one mantra guru, but there may be many shiksha gurus. Because the absolute truth is one. The absolute truth is Krishna. And there are many devotees who teach about Krishna. And they're all teaching about the same thing, the same object. So one should have one mantra guru, means diksha guru. But anyone who teaches about Krishna consciousness, then he may be accepted also as instructing spiritual master. One's initiating guru means one has a very particular relationship with him. But in the Vedic culture, not only for spiritual guidance, but for all kinds of guidance, everyone will have many gurus. Anyone who teaches or gives guidance is considered a guru. That may mean father, mother, any elderly person also. However, the one who gives direction about Krishna, that is the Adhyatmic Guru or spiritual master. So in our Krishna consciousness movement, Srila Prabhupada is the main Shiksha Guru for all the generations of devotees. And Guru in ISKCON means one who is a faithful follower of Srila Prabhupada, one who teaches as Prabhupada taught. So in this way, there may be many Shiksha Gurus under Prabhupada. Still, everyone has their own particular Diksha Guru. And we're doing for time here. Did our friends come with the screen and everything? All right. So we'll take one more question, and then we'll show the slides. And the slideshow will continue after Arati. We'll start now and continue after Arati. But we can take one more question. Take one more question. Okay. It's going to be a long one.
Yeah. Even two questions.
Okay. Give me one of them.
I will read Russian.
Yeah.
Question about the devotees. Is it possible for the devotees who have different prayers and desires to but motivations and desires to differentiate pure chanting and not pure chanting, and what is the difference for him hearing in these both cases?
Give me the second question.
Actually, I don't understand.
Okay.